Rocky Mountain Jim, Mr. Nugent, showed me no disrespect. He found it interesting, I think, that I could make scones and also lasso cattle. Indeed, he declared his love for me, which was most distressing.
What did he say?
What did you
we
say?
We always sang poems.
I urged him to give up whiskey.
Oh, is it?
But he said it was too late. He had lived alone in the mountains for many years.
But did you...
Mr. Nugent was a man that any woman might love, but none could marry. I came back to England.
Did you write him a poem when you left?
Did you never see him again?
Snow on the mountains.
No, never.
My sleeves are wet with tears. In England, no tears, no snow.
Well, I say never. One morning very early in Switzerland, it was a year later, I had a vision of him as I last saw him.
A ghost?
In his trapper's clothes with his hair around his face. And that was the day I learned later he died with a bullet in his brain.
Oh, Isabella.
He just bowed to me and vanished.
When your lover dies... One of my lovers died.
My friend
the priest
died.
Ariadne.
Have we all got dead lovers?
Not me, sorry.
I wasn't a nun. I was still at court, but he was a priest. And when he came to me, he dedicated his whole life to hell.
I'd quarreled with
knew
him
that
over
when
the
he
teachings
died,
of John
he would
the
fall
Scott,
into hell,
one of the
three
lower realms of God.
And he died.
Is the same
he
as his ignorance of himself. He only knows what he creates because he creates everything he